أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
As we continue our truth-telling, there are lots of things that we will never forget. We will not forget the ice cream trucks filled with the bodies of the children. We will not forget the scene of the father carrying his children's remains in bags. We will never forget the man who collapsed in the rubble next to his home. We will not forget the man's tears for the loss of his home after 40 years of building a home that was demolished in a blink of an eye. We will not forget the mother's cry as she says, "My children died without eating." We will not forget the girl that recognized her mother from her hair as she says, "Ana ba'rafha min sha'rha." Hey, Immi, I know her from her hair. She is my mother. We will not forget. We will not forget. We will not forget the young boy as he calls out to his father, "Yaba, Yaba, Yaba." We will not forget the curly-haired Youssef. We will not forget the heroic journalist Mu'taz as he saved children who were being bombarded by the Israeli occupation. We will not forget the collective punishment and the mass murder of innocent Palestinians in the Jalabiya refugee camp or the Shifa Hospital. We will not forget, because this is what we are living now as we're standing here. A genocide is happening and we will not be silent.
Next speaker, knows all about the evil system that is part of the story of Israel's crimes against the Palestinians. His name is Anthony Lowenstein. He's an anti-Zionist, Jewish activist, an author, an independent journalist. He was based in East Jerusalem from 2016 to 2020. He's a courageous guy. He's faced a lot of flack from the Zionist community here. He's written many books about the subject, standing with the Palestinians. His most recent is called The Palestine Laboratory. I very much encourage everyone to go out and grab a copy. It tells you about the evil system that puts profits and power before the lives of the Palestinians. So please welcome Anthony Lowenstein.
Thank you so much. I wanted to start off by acknowledging traditional owners of the land upon which we are standing and gathering here today and paying my respects. I am honoured to be here as a proud, critical, dissident Jew. And it's important to say that because in so much of the media and political class, it's presumed that the Jewish community is united on this issue. It is not true. It is not true. For years and years and years, the Jewish community claims to speak with one voice on Palestine, defending occupation, defending war crimes in Gaza. It is not true. In the last 4 weeks, we have seen across the world, including in Sydney, Melbourne, London, New York and elsewhere, large numbers of Jews protesting, saying, "Not in my name," calling for a ceasefire. These kinds of voices are so important because the Jewish community establishment does not want those voices to be heard. It does not want those voices to be heard. You know, I've been visiting Gaza as a journalist since 2009. Spent time there as a journalist, speaking to locals. And what's so missed by so much of the media of this issue is the humanity of Palestinians. It's an obvious thing to say, but so much of our media class, even these last 4 weeks, spend so much time demonizing Palestinians, demonizing those in Gaza. It's an outrageous slur against millions of Palestinians. And it should not be hard, and I say this to my fellow journalists in the media. I am a journalist and a lot of media may be here. It should not be hard to humanize Palestinians. It should not be hard to do so. Palestinians are just as diverse as the Jewish community. There's a range of voices in humanity. Their voices must be heard. Let's talk a little bit about the role of Australia, because Australia's role in this war crime is so clear. I'm the co-founder of an organization called Declassified Australia, and just last night we published a story which shows that the US intelligence base at Pine Gap, it's near Alice Springs, is directly involved in providing intelligence to Israel in its targeting in Gaza right now. This story came out 24 hours ago and it's gone viral, and there's a reason for that, because people in Australia and globally need to be aware of what our own government is doing. When you have Anthony Albanese and Penny Wong giving platitudes about human rights, they are deeply complicit in this problem. Deeply complicit. What should happen now is clear. Ceasefire is just the beginning. Just the beginning. It's important, but it's just the beginning. And it's the beginning because the siege on Gaza must end. Must end. The siege on Gaza is imposed by Israel and Egypt. Let's not forget the role of the Egyptian regime here as well. Israel and Egypt, both of them. And finally, Josh touched on this as well. The role of Israel paying a political and diplomatic price for its crimes is key. Boycott, divestment, sanction is what needs to happen, far more than now. Pressure on Israeli companies tied to the Israeli state. As Josh mentioned, my recent book talks about the Israeli arms industry, the 10th biggest in the world. And all these weapons and arms are currently being battle tested, that's their word, not mine, in Gaza right now. These are the kinds of companies, Elbit amongst others, that must be targeted and boycotted legitimately. They are in Australia and other countries right now. Let me finish with this. It's inspiring for me to see so many people here today and so many people around the world, including the Jewish community, that says, not in my name, free Palestine. Thank you.
We have not been patient for 75 years to now give up. We Palestinians never knew what giving up is. We are the children of the ancestors. We are the children where the olive oil runs through our veins, where the olive oil runs through our heart. We are one. We are the children where the voices of our ancestors are imprinted in our hearts, and there is no time to stop. There is only one way forward. And this is to a ceasefire and to a free Palestine. And I will say that Mahmoud Darwish, who wrote about the love of Palestine, he said, "Nahnu ahya wa baqiyun wal hilm baqiyya." We are alive and persistent, and the dream has not ended. And I will say, as we prepare ourselves to march, that our dream for a free Palestine, our dream for a free Gaza, will come one day, and you will say, Asala amongst millions of people